instead of just hiding that under a self-lie, and then that's going to cause lying to go out in other areas, instead of dealing with it, lies cause you not to deal with what needs to be dealt with. Lying causes you not to deal with what needs to be dealt with in relationships. Lying causes you not to deal with what needs to be dealt with in your own heart. Lying causes you to not deal with the issues that need to be dealt with. I didn't even go over all the scriptures. I want to do this thing on evasiveness. And I want everybody to listen because your brain now is going to want to evade this because you think this isn't lying. And a lot of people seem to do this. And it goes again to that deeper feeling, the deeper feeling that I'm not that good or I'm not that smart or I'm not that wealthy. Or I'm whatever it is that's underneath it, God wants you to bring it to the light, okay? He wants you to bring it to light. He doesn't want you to hide it. He doesn't want to buy the lies. Maybe somebody said you're stupid. Maybe somebody said you'll never add up to anything. Maybe somebody said this or that or compared you, whatever it is. And we've all talked about contention. God wants you free from it. Don't you want to be free? Do you just want to be free to be what he wants you to be without having necessarily to go to the mission field where you're completely probably poor and helping poor people so you don't have to feel? So, I mean, you can move into areas that are very poor and not have much money in America and be a light. You don't have to go to another nation to do that. If God sent you to one, it's fine. But wouldn't it be kind of ridiculous if every single Christian begin to be brain scholars, and then they all got these highest paying jobs, and they all moved only into the fancy neighborhoods, and all of a sudden, there's nobody in the other neighborhoods? I mean, don't you think God wants people in all the neighborhoods? And wouldn't the best way to actually be in that neighborhood is to fit into that neighborhood? Don't worry about it. When you die in Christ, you will get a mansion. You will walk on streets of gold. You'll have tons of jewelry, everything you want. You'll have crystal lakes. You will be very, very wealthy according to anybody's standards. So when you're an ambassador here, he's going to give you the education. He's going to give you the intelligence. He's going to give you the desire. He's going to give you the potential to do what he wants you to do to be a light here on this planet. So get your self-esteem need met and that you're in the image of God. And as you walk, as you shine for him and do what he wants you to do, wherever he has you doing that, that one day it's okay because one day you're going to live in a mansion and you're going to have walking streets of gold and you're going to be so wealthy because God himself is your father. And quit trying to struggle and strive and contend down here and have all these lies hiding things and evasion and self-lies and making such a darn big mess of everything. To evade, you ready? To evade, to escape from something by trickery or cleverness. To get around something by trickery. To avoid doing or fulfilling. To avoid answering directly. Oh, let's read that one again. To avoid answering directly. You can take on a spirit to not answer someone directly, which to me is lying. Because you don't want to deal with that hurt place that you've learned to evade to get around. Does anybody get what I'm saying? So, for example, you might, to not answer a question directly, you might start telling all the things you're going through. You might start sharing all your great knowledge about something. You might start talking about everything that's happening to you in a different place. You might talk about how spiritual you are. To avoid admitting, I didn't do that, or I don't want to do that, or I can't do that, or I'm sorry that that's not done. Or do you understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like, instead of just saying, you know what, I should have done that. You asked me to do that. I'm sorry I didn't do that because you really have overseership here. And I just ask you to forgive me. I will really get to it right away. And then that person has the choice to say, well, I don't think this is working out. I don't want you to work here anymore. Because what? God's in charge of what doors open and close. So I don't have to evade stuff, lie about stuff, dance around stuff. If I'm serious and I'm sincere and I say, I didn't get to that, I'm sorry, or I don't know how to do that, I really need some more training in that area. If I'm honest about it, God can be with me in it, right? But if I try to evade it, come up with other things, dance around it, whatever, you know, come this way, look, don't go that question, then God's not in it. The really hard part is we're not facing where God is calling us to face some things and change or get free. It is what you took on to not deal with areas that you're afraid you're a failure. It's what you took on to not deal with areas where if you have to say no, or you have to, you're afraid that somebody's going to reject you, or you're afraid you're going to disappoint someone. So instead of disappointing someone and leaving that between them and God, you evade the issue. Or let's say it's not something you're supposed to have authority in and control, and you do something that you shouldn't do, that you don't have authority to do. And then when somebody confronts you with it, your answer to confrontation is to evade. I didn't straight out lie. I just said, well, I wasn't there. I didn't know. No, it's lying, because you've got a demon, or you have a thing talking to you, giving you a way of escape that's not God's way of escape. It causes the other people, if they don't know God, to get frustrated. Frustrated, we talked about this before. Frustrated is when you have no control. So you're not going to frustrate me because I don't want control. But you don't understand, God knows everything. So God will eventually say, this is how you're handling this. And then as a parent, as a spouse, as an employer, as a pastor, you have to then handle it that way. Because some of you lose jobs and you wonder why and you blame everything else. But actually, you're dishonest with yourself. If you're doing things God's way and you're asking, he has to open those doors, not you. If you need more money, then you go to the Lord and you say, Lord, I need more money. You don't work around in your job or something to take money that's not yours or to use somebody else's money. You don't justify that. Right? Because you're taking the position of the judge, and you're taking the position, you're letting the enemy get involved in it. God just wants us to be real. He wants us to make it real. No, you know what? I'm not saying it's okay if somebody wants the explanations of, you know, could you, because Peter gave them an opportunity to say, this is why I did, what was in your heart that made that happen? But that question, that is really good in that scripture. That question is saying, quit evading it, the issue. Quit coming up with all these cute things to hide it. Let's stop and say, what is in your heart that didn't get done? And you might really sit down and say, well, you know, when I think about it, I don't want to disappoint anybody, but I honestly don't know how to do that, or I don't have time to do that, or I don't know how to tell these people that we can't come up with that kind of money. So I just evade it. And somehow hope we're going to come up with that kind of money. And then when we don't, it's a mess. Don't confuse God's faithfulness with your sin of evading. In other words, God will come through sometimes for his purposes. Let's say you owe a bill. And you're evading the issue as to why you're in that debt. And you're working around and making things up to your spouse or your children or whatever. Your boss, your coworker, people you volunteer with. And then God provides that money. He's not providing the money because of your action of evading and lying. He's providing the money because of his faithfulness, even when we're not. And because he's giving you time to deal with the issue. We so many times get confused with God's faithfulness, saying that what we're doing is okay. His word's very clear that we're not to lie, right? His word's very clear. We have to just, we got to get past this self-protection thing and trying to make everything all right. And it can happen if you've been controlled, if you're trying to avoid being yelled at, if you're trying to avoid confrontation, if you're trying not to be judged. I mean, we've got enough teaching, most of us, to realize there's a ton of different things the enemy has done to try to cause this, right? What God wants us to do is get out of that. He wants us to really see it, really hate it, and repent. Get out of darkness into light, where we say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to ask, when those things pop in my head to do this or to say this or to cover that up or to talk about something totally different, or I'm going to start recognizing that, and I'm going to stop, and I'm going to say, God, I'm not going to be a part of that. What is the actual question? What is the actual thing that I'm being told to do or not do? And all these things jumping up to get around that, I don't want that anymore. Help me deal with it. Where is it coming from? So that I can just be, let my yes be yes and my no be no. That's the Bible. Let my yes be yes and my no be no. Quit. You take on these spirits to justify your sin. You take on these spirits to justify your failures. You take on these spirits to justify your rejection or your fear of rejection instead of going to God and working it out. And then trust in Him with things being where they need to be. You see this a lot in husband and wife relationships. And it's not for me to have my husband be at a certain place in God. That's between him and God. My part is to just be where I am in God and to be honest about it and let God heal me. If I feel rejected, let God heal me. If I feel hurt, if it's going to hurt what I'm going to say, to have the grace to say it anyway, if I'm saying it in love and it's something that needs to get out in the open so God can deal with it. We learn because of our fear of man, fear of rejection, fear of disappointment. We learn to try to tap dance around everything, and we're very, very poor at direct communication in love. I just really think we should have a prayer of repentance and let God deal with things. And I feel like if there's things that are still out there that you know God is dealing with you about in the area of lying or deception, in relationships, in any area, I really feel like over the next few days, you ought to ask Him, how do I get this right? Have wisdom. But know this, God is not a God that can protect secrecy and lies. And whatever the consequences are, I would rather have the consequences and God's grace to get through them than to keep playing in darkness and letting devil have that much of my heart and my life and my integrity. And know this, Satan's not really helping you out. He's setting you up to humiliate you. He's setting you up to destroy you. He's setting you up to destroy your callings, your relationships. You are being set up. This is the alert. The enemy is setting us up when we buy into his way of handling things. God has always caused us to be honest. He always caused us to deal straight on with things and then trust him to take care of the other people involved. So Father, we just come before you. And Lord, I thank you for this group of people that you would bring here, Lord, and those who would listen, those in the Philippines who are listening. God, that you would get this spirit of deception, deceit, especially a lying spirit, an evasion, and evading the issue, Lord, evading the direct questions, evading. Lord, I ask you to set us free from these things, Lord, that we can find out, first of all, that there's extreme grace to handle our areas of failure. There's extreme grace to handle the areas where man might reject us. There is such grace, and there's such freedom in not having these other things take over our thoughts and try to order our steps. And Lord, I thank you that we're going to go deeper and get those hurt places healed by your power. Whoa. By your spirit that has caused us to take on these ways of handling things. So if you're in agreement with this, I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I renounce the hidden things of darkness, especially lying, evading things, deceit. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to make these things so clear in my thinking so I can stop doing it and turn from it and find peace and find your answer, Lord. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you're going to heal those rejected, hurt places in me that are so afraid of what people think and so afraid of my facing myself. I can't wait to get free. I trust you for that. So I ask you, Holy Spirit, to bring to my remembrance areas that I need to clear up. Things that are still hanging because of lies. Lord, I ask you to heal relationships. And by your grace, let me walk away from these spirits of lying, evading, and deception. And let me walk into your light and be led by you, Holy Spirit. And I'm willing to take the consequences that would come into my life because I know that you are my God and only you can open doors and only you can close doors when I truly make you Lord over this area of my life. So I thank you, God. I ask for great mercy. And I thank you, God, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.